You're right.
Me neither.
טוב.
בנימין, אתה יכול להדליק את האור? בבקשה. תודה רבה.
Yeah, let's start.
And we need a close door.
Say that. Now, today, with all Hashem, we're going to talk about Perek 20, Terumos and Maisos, in the seventh year. Terumos and Maisos in the seventh year. Fruit that have Dusha Shvis, they have Dusha. For example, Otzal Beis Din, or stamp fruit that are growing in your field, or growing anywhere near the soil which belongs to a Jew. They're patur from Maisa in the Shmita year. They're patur from Maisa. Okay? If it has Dusha Shvis, it's patur from Maisa. Why? There's a rule. Anything which is hepkel, it's part of a maisa. If it's hepkel, if it's ownerless, it's a part of a maisa. Stam, now, a regular year, if you go in a field somewhere in the Singali or wherever you go, or around Yerushalayim, a lot of fig trees, and you want to pick yourself figs and bring them home, but sell them. They're part of a maisa. It's hepkel. Hepkel is part of a maisa.
Too much maisa,
yeah.
How do we bring it in his house?
All right. If it's from a hepkel tree, it's patur. Only if it's yours or from a Jewish place or a Jew owns it. Not only a Jew, we'll see. If someone owns it, it's chayav maaser. If someone owns it, it's part of the maaser.
Like
huh?
Like it's an American park.
So, I have to ask that because the point is that no one takes care of these trees. In the parks and stuff, the fruit that grow there, they just fall off, and I would want to say that it's hepkel because even though the Iriya planted it maybe or taking care of it, it's hepkel. I would ask before you.
My neighbor grows grapes, and she said you can come and pick grapes anytime.
If you eat it under the tree, you're pato. If you eat it in the house, chayav maaser.
But it depends on how much you take it each time, no? I think there's a day of it.
For when?
Even if it's hefker, even if it's if it's owner, but you take so much, you take a lot, I don't know.
A kilo is a lot.
No, that's what I said. If you eat under the tree, just picking and eating, you put
off a kilo is a lot also, no?
That's achila sarai. If you're picking and eating, it's called achila sarai. Just picking and eating as you go?
I think there's an amount, there's a
that's only in the gathering. If you're just eating off the tree, that's chayav maaser. If you're gathering, then it goes by the amount that you pick. You're taking and you're putting in a container and you're taking an amount, that's already not patur from maaser. But if you're just eating off the tree, the amount that you're used to eating, how much can you eat? One meal. Right? What are you going to eat now? 10 meals? No, one meal, right? Just you're hungry now. There's a great vine here at its head, you know? So you're eating. It's patur from maaser. You eat as much as that you're satisfied, you're patur from maaser. And if you're gathering also to take home, then you're not. If it's a hefker, it's patur from maaser. If it's not a hefker, then it's chayav maaser. But Shemitah here, everything is, if it's, it has dusha shvis, it's patur from maaser. As long as it has dusha shvis, it's patur from two maaser maaser. Esrog, since it's chamur, Esrog, yeah? Since it's, we know it's strict, you go both by the picking and by the budding, right? You go by both. If the budding was in the sixth year, the picking was in the seventh year, you go to chumah and you say that it's like vegetable, it's good as trees. Nevertheless, you do tumas and maisas. Without a bracha, I'm a stuffing. The budding was in the sixth year. Same thing the opposite. The budding was in the Shemitah year, the picking was in the, after the Shemitah year. The Dutum was the Maizas or the Arabah.
So how do you determine the Maizas of the Hesrog when you're buying it in a box?
You don't do it, was done. When you buy it, someone has a Hesrog that it was done.
Okay.
You're picking from a tree, then you have to do two Maizas. Okay. Chovat Maasot Beivul Goy Beivul Chul. There is a famous machloket regarding Dine Shvit between the Beis Yosef and the Mabitz. Two Gdole Olam. Regarding fruit that were grown by a Goy in the land that the Goy owns in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? On the Shemitah year. Haim yesh b'otam perot kedushat Shvit. Do these fruit that were grown by a Goy in a Goy's land in Eretz Yisrael in the Shemitah year, there's a machloket if the fruit, these fruit have kedushat Shvit or not. Nafka Mina is Mechimina is if they do just the miruach, you know, the miruach,
finishing touch.
So we're talking about
part of
the gathering, the bringing it in. The,
yeah,
it's called smoothing off, but it does not literally doesn't have to be smoothing it off the pile. It could be also taking it from the field to the warehouse where it's done. Now it's finishing the job, like you just said. Yeah, but literally it means smearing off. Because that's what they do regarding a chitim, regarding a wheat and stuff like that. Yeah. So what will be the nafkamina? Why? We'll see like this. According to the Beis Yosef, he holds that a goy that grows things in Eretz Yisrael in his own land, there's no kedushat shvi'is. And if there's no kedushat shvi'is, even... Yeah. There's no kedushat shvi'is. Okay? And therefore, if it's not good as shvi'is, it's chayav and tumas to maizas. It's not hefker. You have to do tumas to maizas on yevul of a goyim and produce of a goy that grew in Eretz Yisrael in the Shemitah year. According to the Mabit, he holds fruits and vegetables. They have these have good as shvi'is, even though they're grown in Eretz Yisrael, even though they're grown by a goy in his own land. Since they grew in Eretz Yisrael land, the land is what gives it the kedusha and has kedusha shvi'is. And even if a Jew did the miruach less the final finishing job, so kilo is like it belongs to a Jew, lama shane, as we just finished, it's patu, and two masumaisas.
So, so too,
right? It's a machlokes. Lemaise, yevul shegadal bekarka shenimkara legoi, vegamar melachan asa al yehudi, chayav tumot umasot, ach lelo baracha. Lemaise, produce that was grown by a goy, or by land that was sold to a goy, right? It was grown through a goy grew it in his own land, yeah. And a Jew did the miruach, did the last job of the fruit to bring them into a place to make them now they're ready, considered done. So a Jew, right? So these fruits and vegetables, since it's a machloket, you do tumas and maizes without a bracha like the mine.
What's a Jew doing that kind of work between the year?
Why not? He's not working in the field. Taking the stuff from the field to the warehouse.
Okay for him to do that?
Is that working the land?
No, he's produce, and it's not working the land.
Is it working the land?
No.
Why not? Did you wash your floors on the street there?
Well, there's another question right out, which I won't ask.
Because most of these fruits and vegetables, the Heta Mechir that we're talking about, even though the jobs, at least the Oraisa jobs are done by Goyim, a lot of jobs are probably also done by Jews. Yeah? Could be a lot of the work also done by Jews. So the Maisa, they have to do Tumas and Maisas without a bracha. That's the Hechsher. Probably okay. We hope.
Real fast, what is, you were talking about earlier, what does a Frati do? Frati does.
A what?
Frati.
Have a Frati?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he has a Yevul Nochri or something. Pretty sure. And the Shuk also has a few of Fatih.
Sure.
I think so.
Because the Machlok is not a Hazanish and the
Yeah, you were here yesterday?
Nowadays, it's
Most people here in Eretz Yisrael, they do either Yevul Nochri or Yevul Chul. Most of the Haredi places. Most of the Haredi places. All the rest of the country, have better Mechira usually. And we said yesterday, you weren't here, that Bishad Adchak, you can rely on the Mechira. What's Shad Adchak? If you live in a Yishuv, that's what they have. So what are you going to do? Not buy potatoes for your children? So buy potatoes, so it's at the Mechira. According to Rav Eliyahu, you should treat it as if it has been treated. Yivul shegadal v'chutz la'aretz. Fruit and vegetables that were grown v'chutz la'aretz. A lot of fruits and vegetables in the Shemitah year will probably come v'chutz la'aretz also. Okay? V'gmar ha'melacha na'asa b'shemitah ba'aretz. In the finishing of the work, right, like we said, bringing it to the warehouse or whatever is considered finishing, was done in Eretz Yisrael. Chayev and Tumas Masis doesn't have Kedusha, even though it was grown where?
Outside
Eretz Yisrael. Chidush.
So that's
anything. So what do we do? If you do Tuma, what?
That's Tolshed all the time.
Bichora, all the time. He brings it here because most of the produce in Eretz Yisrael is grown in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the produce here, and the rest is here.
Except for wheat.
Wheat, they bring. A lot of, depends which wheat. Wheat from Matzah is from here.
No.
And, right, most of the wheat here is not from here. But, a lot of
the wheat here goes to Italy.
To where they pay more.
Yeah, it's a different type of grain instead of for
yours.
I buy, what's this?
Black miracles about the wheat.
About the
Bezek was looking for wheat.
That's up.
And
anyways, yeah, most of the produce here, cucumbers and vegetables, cucumbers, tomatoes and peppers, and avocado and apples, all the
bananas.
Many, many things. Gezer, potatoes, they grow them here in Israel. Very good land here, Baruch Hashem.
What's imported?
Right?
What is imported?
Weird things. Even lychee they grow here. Lychee? Yeah. They grow here in Israel. You know where? In Kibbutz Lavi. Kibbutz Lavi is people from Australia and stuff like that. I guess they brought with them some seeds, lychee seeds. Very tasty, I like lychee very much. Now it's out. Still costs 10 shekels for half a kilo, that's soon it's going to change. Grapes, of course, are all grown here. Farmed over here. Most of the things are farmed over here. Most of the things. So I don't import a lot of things. Okay. But fine. So let's say you're doing a Tumas and Maisas on the Shemitah year. Where does it go to? Maisa Sheni? Maisa Ani? Maisa Ani. We said it already. You bring it to the Anim. If you don't find an ani, let's come to Yeshiva, give it to any avrech. It's probably an ani. Now, if you have wheat from Eretz Yisrael, I buy wheat from Eretz Yisrael. I buy flour from Eretz Yisrael grown here.
How do you know what
kind? I buy from a specific place that they grow it here. It's organic. It's called Minchat Ha'aretz, the company. They bring it to my house, what? Minchat Ha'aretz. Yeah? I'll tell you afterward, I'll give you the number if you want. You call them, you get, but you have to have a minimum of 25 kilos. You can do three people together.
25 kilos?
Yeah. What, 1 month we finish it all? A month and a half? I don't buy it.
Price the same? Price. More expensive?
Then what?
Than regular wheat.
It's whole wheat.
Oh.
It's 9 shekels a kilo. It's not white flour. It's organic whole wheat.
That's cheap.
Yeah, Rubin Feld and all those are a lot more expensive. Yeah, you're right. And they bring it to your door. For 25 kilos. If you have a freezer, it's good. You don't have to sift it either. It's fresh. And I'll give you the number if you want later. Anyway, so if you buy now, you have to do afrosh haschala. You make your wife made challah, made bread, and do afrosh haschala. But you're not allowed to burn the challah. Why? As the shviz. What are you going to do with it? Unless it's set on mechira. And even if it's set on mechira, it's better not to burn it. As we learned about Mordechai Eliyahu. What do you do with the challah that you took off? You put it in two bags, yeah, and put it aside till it spoils. It takes just a few hours till it spoils, because the shmarim, the yeast, they ferment and they destroy the dough after a couple of hours. Then you can put it in the garbage.
But if you have a regular bag of whole wheat flour, you know, you get it.
We don't buy a regular bag of whole wheat flour. Not kosher.
Yeah, with a good hexer.
Not kosher. Unless it has, what do you mean? It's a vacuum
packed.
Vacuum packed.
Yeah.
Ah, those, yes. Okay, yes. Not the regular. Okay. It's
that mean, what I'm saying is, how do you know what it is?
It says on it what it is. Yivul chutzlaret, yivul nochri, heto mechira, oitzal beizin, it will say on it what it is. I told you already, 100 times.
If it doesn't say it,
don't buy it. Exactly.
Okay.
It's more like the...
It's yivul chutzlaret, or yivul Alo! Amab the tear. So, that was the end of two Maestros and Maestros.
It's interesting. Food is not thrown in, that we do the last halacha on all year round. We take it through and we have to take it through Maestros.
They do, yeah.
Now, what about that's only if it's.
Not a bracha.
Right. But if a Jew does the last halacha outside of
it. No.
Right? No.
Yeah,
when we get it from. What's our base did? Can we assume they already took Tumas Maestro?
We don't need to take Tumas Maestro from Maestro Beis Din because they have Dusha Shviz. At the Mechira, you hope that they took Tumas Maestro.
We should take it without a bracha.
No, they took it without a bracha.
Assume that they took it.
They took it, yeah. Otherwise, they won't have a Heksher.
What about from an era from outside
of Israel? If it has a Heksher, they took it without a bracha.
Badats, so we can assume they did.
If it's Badats, they took off Maestro Shviz.
The
Shabbos
doesn't have
Ethem Mechir,
no?
No, not Ethem Mechir. Yibul Nochri.
Well, they got through the Meister.
Yibul Nochri means we said already. Tad Abrocha, because it's Mechlekes. Now, there's another mitzvah in the Shvi'it here. It's called Bi'u Perot Shvi'it. The Torah says like this. Bi'u Perot Shvi'it meaning getting rid of the fruit of Shviz they have in the house. We'll see what that means. What does that mean? Torah says in Vayikra, Vayitar Shabbat Aretz Lechem Leochla. Right? The land will rest, and that's what you're going to eat from what grows. Velevim Techa, it's for your animals also to eat. And for your chayot, the animals which are with the wild animals. Ashab Aretzacha, Tiekot Botalechor, all the produce is for them to eat. V'darshu chachameinu, our sages are saying Torah Kohanim, Pesachim, Daf Nun Beis. Genius, I read well. Amud Beis. Kshehu omer levim techav lechaya, ki shumer lechaya. It said, Be'ema en chaya, both the domesticated animals and the wild animals. Why is he mentioning two in the Pasuk? So Chazal teach us, as long as the wild animal is eating in the field, meaning if it's there, your animals can eat in the house. When they finish eating, you have to get rid of it from your house.
It was no longer in the field.
We're talking about Kedushas Shviz. Only Kedushas Shviz.
Like right now, let's say the case of like mangoes are in season. Another 2 months, mangoes are not in season.
Right.
You still have a mango in your fridge, you got to get rid of it.
Right.
Can't eat it.
Right. You'll have to eat it, we'll see in a second. Chovat HaBiyu. There's all kinds of ways of consuming
right.
It. Let's see. There's a machlokes on Yishonim regarding this obligation to get rid of it. Is it Doraisa or not? Anyways, today everything is Derabanan. Why? Because Shemitah, Bizman Hazeh, is Derabanan according to 99.9 opinions in the poskim.
What was Rav Elgrev talking about preparing for Beis Mikdash?
I don't know, they say about Beis Mikdash. Okay. Anyways, אוכלים פירות שביעית כל זמן שאותו סוג מצוי בשדה. We eat the fruit of shviit in the house as long as that type is in the field. קלה אותו סוג מן השדה או מן המטע, חייב לאכול אותו מהבית. Once it's finished in the field or finished in the orchard, wherever it grew, or wherever it grows usually, there's a mitzvah to get rid of it. It can't be in the house anymore.
Now, is that just fruits and vegetables?
Yeah.
What about wheat?
That's fruits or grains? That's fruits and vegetables. It's called fruit. You know what the Mishnah and the Gemara, fruit is grains? Everything says perot, it means grains. You knew that? So now you know that.
We did that before.
El Metzias, he came to... You didn't learn Metzias, Ma'am Metzias?
Okay. El Metzias.
Can the second parak regarding of if Hilma Fab see the basket that right. rolled over and you see the fruit pouring out. What's the fruit? How do we know? Because something Mark says later. And if it was pomegranate, and if it's this, if it's that, oh yeah, this has fruit. What's fruit? Fruit is grain. Tosis also says tough. I'm not so genius, I taught it this year. When you teach, you know more. That's what it is. So,
what do you have to throw stuff out like before Rosh Hashanah?
No. We're talking about Shemitah fruit. You have already Shemitah fruit when from 7 years ago. No, you don't have it, right? Keep it. Food for the worms. We said like this again. I'll say it clearly. If you have fruits and vegetables, if you have mangoes in your house, like someone gave an example, right? Mangoes in your house. From Shemitah, Otzal Bezdin, or someone gave you from his field. And now, and you kept it for a long time in your refrigerator. You have a good system, it kept well. And now came the time that in the field, it's finished. You can't, and it has fruits and vegetables, you cannot leave it in the house. Also, women are obligated in this, can't eat it. What do you do? Some say you have to destroy it, get rid of it. Either consume it, or burn it, or throw it in the garbage, get rid of it. Others say it's enough to make them hefker, and then you can bring them back into your house. And that's what we do, lemaise. Lemaise is, that's the meaning of Yerushalayim. That's what we do. You take them outside. Yeah, we'll see in a second how you do it.
I think they put out a list
of when...
When fruits are no longer found in the field.
Exactly. They're going to have a list.
Where can we get the list?
On the internet.
Okay. I'll Google it.
They'll advertise it in all the badatz areas. A lot of that in the fruit stores will put it for that as a badatz extra. So, if you have a very small amount, you have one mango in the house, why should we take it out and bring it back in? Is it better off to consume it? Eat the mango. Eat let's see, you made pickles out of these. Now, pickles stay for a long time. And there's no more cucumbers in the field. And you know what?
Amba,
made out of mango, exactly. Then what do you do? Are you going to eat all the amba? You're in the hospital. So what do? Make it after, and then you can have it back in. How do you make it after? You take the fruit out of your, if you have a chatzel, outside the chatzel, it has to be in the street. Or, if you don't have a chatzel, like I live in a building, so even outside the doorway. Yeah, you don't have to go that street. It's a Rishus HaRabim already.
The hallway,
the stairway, stairwell is a Rishus HaRabim. You take three people, I just advise you to be friends that they don't say Hefkel, they don't take it home. Right? Be friends that they don't want to take it home. They have enough. And you say, I'll eat the hefker, and then he take you back in.
Then you can eat it?
Yeah. Even though he said heta mechira, you should treat it as if it had kedushas shviis, that's only regarding how you treat the actual fruit, not to throw away the fruit and stuff like that, not to destroy it. But regarding getting rid of it, you don't have to get rid of it. Heta mechira fruit, they can be in the fridge for a long time, and by, yeah, even though after it's finished from the field. You could do it in a way that no one will take it. Bring your friends, and they're guarding it. No one can say, this is Hefka.
But if you don't really mean it, it's not.
No, it's Hefka. If you said it's Hefka, it's Hefka. They,
if somebody comes along and takes it, you can be upset.
It could be you'll be upset, but what can you do? Someone.
You mean it, they have that intent. You can't just do that.
Instead, you could be upset, and still you mean it.
How long do you have to leave it in the public domain?
If you do it in front of people?
If you don't.
If you don't, at night.
At night?
At night, yeah.
One night, overnight?
Yeah. You can do it at night. Put it out at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. When you get up in the morning, bring it back in.
Put a sign there. Put a sign. It's a septic.
No, you put it there. It's septic. You don't have to say anything.
So you take it out when you're doing your study, dude. Or taking a call.
Do 6 hours.
Yeah. And bring in when the cast went
but
out breakfast.
You can't take your son and your other son and your other son and say this is Hefka. Or not only that, if you have you're hosting people, not like a guest, the people living in your house, it's not you can't do Hefka in front of them because they are benefiting from it. You have to be someone, a neighbor, or someone else, someone who's not eating off your table regularly.
It still has all the same dynamic of treating it like
yeah. So the best thing is, he said, that when you do the Hefker since, it looks like a little bit, it's like a deceit.
Right.
So Ramaut, Orma. The best thing is
subject.
To do it with to swap with your friends. Take your friends, they'll bring their stuff, you'll bring your stuff. They'll say, ours Hefker, you'll take it. And you'll say, yours Hefker, they'll take it. But even not, even if you just said it's Hefker, it's Hefker. And you have to say it clearly. Not Hefker, to say, this is these fruits are Hefker, and whoever wants to come now and take it. Okay. To say, it's Hefker, and whoever wants to take it. Not to say, whoever wants to take it. Whoever wants to take it, not Hefker. Say, it's Hefker, and whoever wants to take it. Yeah. You don't have to do it personally. You could send someone to do it. But yeah. You live in Chutz La'aretz, you have a field here, you could send someone to do it. Okay, when is the biur? When? Each thing has a different time. When? He says when. Okay, wine and grape juice of Shemitah. The time of biur is on Erev Pesach of the 8th year. On Erev Pesach of the 8th year is the time that if you still have grape juice, and a lot of times we do have grape juice of Kiddush Bris, of Otal Beis Din many times. Remember, they sell it for cheap, by the way. I remember we bought last time, a whole carton. 12, we just paid a certain amount, then they delivered it for you. It was organized like that. So I had douches for you. You have to make it, have care, and bring it back in.
When? A lot of people can even find like wine on the shelves, like right now, that people
last year. That's amazing, whatever it is, yeah. Yeah. So again, wine and grape juice, or grapes also, grapes, if you still have grapes, raisins, yeah, stuff like that. The time of the biul, to get rid of them, which means practically making them happy and bring them back if you want, is an Erev Pesach of the 8th year. Because it just grows at the end of the 8th year. It grows in Tammuz, Av, Elul, that's when the grapes grow. Yeah, so at the end of this next year. So only in the Pesach of the 8th year, meaning a year from the coming of Pesach, only then on Erev Pesach do the biur. Zeitim, olives, vuadin, shemen zayit, and olive oil, also very practical because olive oil and olives also are grown here very much. Has to be an shavuos of the 8th year, an Erev shavuos of the 8th year. Te'anim is figs. Figs, you get rid of on Chanukah of the 8th year. Now figs are in season. Fresh figs. Very good.
You have to wear
buds
in the festival?
Yeah,
that's true. It's holy buds.
The ones that are out now.
Yeah, of course you have to wear buds. But it's easier to check than the dry ones. Much easier.
Yeah.
Much easier. You can buy and check them. אין בעיה, שאני... אז מי שבריא זה, מה? זה תומס מייס, זה גיוון עני. חבל. אוקיי, תמרים זה דייטס. דייטס, the time of view of dates is on Purim of the 8th year. Even though we know that the figs are not the Chanukah, they're not on the trees anymore. They're not, there's no, you know what's on the tree on Chanukah, the fig tree, on a fig tree? You know what's there on the tree?
There's citrus.
What is citrus?
Limon.
No, Mayesh, what's on a fig tree?
Oh, fig trees.
On a Chanukah time. You know what's on a fig tree on Chanukah time?
The branches.
Exactly. Not even one leaf is there. So how come we wait so long? Grapes, Pesach, well, grapes grow the whole winter, Mapitom. But it's not clear that all over the land it was finished. Maybe in the south, in the Arava, they do grow during the winter. Till Pesach, they might grow. Therefore, they would bring the furthest time it could be. Sadam? Regarding other fruits and vegetables, there's lists which say each fruit and vegetable when it's out.
Will it all be like this, like Chagim, or will some will be like the 16th of Kislev? Like, will some like, will they say?
Probably go by months.
Like they say,
for half months.
They say
months.
Days. Like
they
say,
yeah?
They say half days, but they have
times.
Yeah?
They have times, they have days.
But it'll say like
the 26th, right.
Again, it's only on something which has Kedushas Shvi'is. Not at the Mechira, not the Yibul Kutar, not the Yibul Nochri.
They have it.
Talking about something which either it's Asal Beis Din or someone gave it to you, or you picked it from a tree or something. Beseda? Ad kan la'yom halachot. Shred. Bukhim to you. Now we'll learn a little bit B'ri Tishah.